Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Money Unleashed podcast, a look at the financial issues facing investors and those getting ready for retirement. Here's the president of the Hoffman Financial Group, Chris Hoffman, and his co-host, Randy Cook.
I was listening around to some podcasts, Chris, and I heard somebody talk and use this phrase, you should social distance from certain things in your finances. I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. Okay, I'll bet we can do that, and I'll bet we can do that better.
Absolutely.
But the concept was there's some things in our financial life that we should separate ourselves or should be separate. And one of the examples that they gave is your emergency fund should be separate from your retirement funds. In other words, you get in trouble, you don't raid your 401k to get your monthly mortgage payment and paying the bills. And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does. And I see this way too often when investors come into my office for the first time. They think that every investment product or investment in general should do everything, and they don't. So specific investments and investment products are built to do very specific things. I mean, let's break it down in diversified buckets, and if you understand what each investment is there to do for you, you will maximize what they're great at. So let's just use a quick example, stock portfolios. You have dividend stocks. What do dividend stocks typically do?
They throw off income.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Now you can use that income to live off of, or you can use that income as a reinvestment strategy. So that's what dividend stocks do, opposed to growth stocks, which are designed to do what?
Long-term growth within your portfolio.
Exactly. You want to see your portfolio pick up momentum and you want to add to your net worth. So don't get disappointed when you buy growth stocks if you go through a 2020 and they're down at 1.30%. You know, if that's your expectation is, oh, I want to grow by 30 or 50%, or I want to double my money in this stock over time, but I'm not willing to have a temporary loss of 10, 20, 30%, you're in the wrong category and you've got the wrong expectation for that particular investment. So that holds true for every investment in your portfolio. So one of the things that I think everybody should do that's listening is first find out what's in your portfolio and then find out what is it designed to do best for me. And if that's something you like and you need, keep it. If it's something that's repositioned and you don't need it, then you may want to swap it out. So here's an easy list of things to be aware of. First thing is, does the investment generate income? Yes or no? And literally write these down by your investments. So does it generate income for you? Yes or no? And if the answer is no, 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 and you've gone down the list and you're a retiree and you need your portfolio to be sending you income, that should raise a little bit of a red flag to talk to your advisor about. Does the investment have growth potential? And in this case, some of them, no, like a CD. Does that grow? No, that generates an income stream. Does it have low growth, medium growth, or high growth targets? So mark those down. Does the investment have protection from loss? Yes, like a bond held to maturity, you should get all of your principal back, so that's protected against market loss. Yes, it has protection against market loss. No, it doesn't. It rides the market. Or does it have some protection? So does this particular equities portfolio have a very low standard deviation? Meaning if the market's going crazy, up 30%, down 30%, you're more of in a 10% up, 10% down trading range. And is the investment liquid? Yes, it's 100% liquid, like stocks or index funds or mutual funds, as long as you wait until 4 o'clock that day, that's when they trade the mutual funds. Yes, it's liquid. No, it's not liquid. I have to hold this. So a private real estate investment trust, that to me is an illiquid investment. Or is it partially liquid? So can you take out the percentages from your CDs? per year. You're allowed to do that. With annuities, you can typically take out 10% a year. Or sometimes if you don't take anything out 1 year, the next year you can take out an enhanced amount, maybe 20%. So look at your investment's liquidity. If you answered those questions and you know the answers behind that, you can tell yourself, do I have the portfolio mix of everything I need? Do I have enough liquidity, protection, growth targets, income? And do I like the balance of my portfolio? Mm-hmm. And that's, then you can maximize the individual investment in your portfolio. Let me use annuities as an example, right? So everybody's emotional about annuities. Some hate them, some love them, some are confused by them. Annuities do specific things for your portfolio. If you buy an income annuity, you're going to want to use it for income over your entire lifetime. That's why you're purchasing it. So don't buy it and say, okay, well, the market was up 23% or 27% in 2019. Why didn't this annuity match the market or beat the market? It's not built to grow with the S&P 500. It's built to guarantee an income stream for you. And I mentioned growth stocks. You know, don't buy an Apple or an Amazon or a Netflix and not expect to take a little bit of a roller coaster when the market goes down. Know what your investments are. List them in these categories. As long as you are able to say, okay, this is why we have that investment, you're in a very powerful position to use the market and not get caught in a trap and have to sell or rearrange things when things aren't going well for you.
Thanks for listening to the Money Unleashed podcast with Chris Hoffman. To find out more about the Hoffman Financial Group, go to unleashyourmoney.com and join Chris for his radio show, Money Unleashed, Sunday afternoons at 5 on WSB Radio Atlanta.
Chris Hoffman is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. The Hoffman Financial Group, Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., and WSB Radio are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in Georgia, number 163546.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.